This week's parsha is Parshas Bamidbar. Erev Shavuos, Parshas Bamidbar. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe midbar Sinai b'ol moed v'chalosh hasheni b'shona hashenis l'tzeisa me'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor. So I was looking in the Sefer B'yos Boker. That's the Sefer B'yos HaBoker on page 12. You know what the Sefer B'yos HaBoker is? By Rav Shaul Brach. What is it? Talmud of Marav Shik. From the Gedolim. Mamish from the Gedolim. So he wrote a Sefer on the Yontif of Shavuos. And basically, what he did was, he takes every parsha in the Torah and he ties it in to learning Torah. And something to do with Shavuos is learning Torah, Matan Torah. So I figured I'll look in Bamidbar. What does he have? No, he goes through every single parsha, and he finds the connections. But he says an interesting gematria in Bamidbar. The word Sinai, Bamidbar Sinai, the gematria ayin. What is ayin? Ayin is what? 70. The yud is what? 10. It's 80. And the nun is 50. That's 140. And Sinai is
60, 50.
Is what?
30. Yeah, 60, 10, 50, 10.
130. 60. 70, 80, and 50 is 130. Okay, good. That the koach hariya was nizgale at Har Sinai. Chol am roim es hakolos. They actually saw the colos. What does that mean? You don't see sound waves. Kol am roim is a colos. And take a look at the pasuk in Yisro, page 2. Kol am roim is a colos v'salapidim. Says Rashi, "Melamit shaloya echad mehem suma." There were no blind people. Anyone who was blind got cured. Kola am roim es hakolos. But what is this idea? At Sinai is gematria ayin, eye. So there was a special hisgalus of the koach hariya at Maimon Har Sinai. So we have to understand what that means. And then, furthermore, there's a famous medrash quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni. On page 17. B'shar shekiblu Yisrael as haTorah, niskanu umos olam b'hem, maru liskarev Yosef mikol haumos. When Klal Yisrael received the Torah, so the umos olam were a little jealous. Why can't we get it? Sosom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's P.M. Amar Lehem, Haviu Li Sifri Yuchsin Shalachem. Havu L'Hashem Mishpachos Amim, Shem Shabonai Mevim, V'Yisyaldu Al Mishpachosam. Bring me the Sefer Yuchsin. Bring me the Sefer Yuchsin.
Why
So he brought the Sefer Yuchsin. He says, you can't bring Sefer Yuchsin. So the question is, what does this have to do with the Sefer Yuchsin and Kabbalah Satorah? So again, so we want to understand Sinai Bigmatria Ayin, Kol Hariyah, Kol. So what does that mean? It's 130. What's the significance that the Koach HaRiyah was Nisgal and Har Sinai? What's the idea of Shomim, Roim as HaKolos? Right? And what's this idea of the Sefer Yuchsin? So there's a vort in the B'nai Yisoschar. The B'nai Yisoschar. And it's based on the Gemara in Bava Basra on page 16 in Ayin Hei Amar Aleph. So look at the Gemara on page 16, Ayin Hei Amar Aleph. Sharech l'avnei ektach, he had the Yosef Reb Yochanan v'kladorish. Reb Yochanan sitting down, and he was darshening. Also, the Kadosh Baruch Hu l'havi avonim tovus u'margolios. Shem shloshim al shloshim. Because Hashem is going to bring big stones. 30 by 30. What, 30 amos by 30 amos? Something huge. And then he's going to inscribe in that a doorway. In the big stone that's 30, he'll make a doorway 10. Asar al esrim v'mamidah m'shari Yerushalayim. And he's going to put these stones as part of the gates of Yerushalayim. Ligleg alav oso talmud. So the Talmud heard this, he was cracking up. He says, Hashta kibeasa detzilo moshkachinu kulayhai. We can't even find these stones the size of an egg. You're telling me that there's going to be these stones? That's the kol sha'arayach ka'avnei eknach? So what happened? We can't even find much smaller stones like this. So l'yomim hifligas finosu b'yam. So this Talmud was taking a boat ride. Chazam alachay asharis yosri v'chanasri avadim tovos margolius. And they saw in the middle of the sea, in the middle of the ocean, Malachim had stones that size. 30 by 30. Shehem lamed alal, v'chok b'hem asar ruma esrim. Amran hu, so he said to the Malachim, Hani laman, what are these stones for? Amru lei she'asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamidam b'shari Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put them in Shari Yerushalayim. Also, the Kabbalah of Yochan Amar Le Dorosh Rebbe L'chana L'drosh Kasher Marta Kein Re'isi. So he said to Rabbi Yochanan, oh, now I see it's true. Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Reka, you empty! Imole Le Re'isi Lo Hamanta! Understand, when I told you, you didn't believe it, you were laughing. Now you see it, now you believe it. But when I said it, you didn't believe it. Malagleg al divrei chachamim ata. You're malagleg al divrei chachamim. You don't trust the chachamim. When you saw it, then you believed it. Noson einav bo v'nasav gal shel atzavos. So he looked at the Talmud in the eye, and the Talmud turned into a pillar of stones. So what's the idea? He says, when we see something, you believe it, you see it. When you hear something, it's not like seeing it, right? But when it comes to Am Yisrael,
when we hear the Masorah of Chachamim, it has to be like we see it. If Abayi says something, if Rava says something, the Amunah should be like we see it. Says the B'nai Yisoschar, that's what it means, Kol Ha'om Roi Mesakoymus. That's what it means, Roi Mesakoymus. Because when you hear a call, so you can be skeptical, is it really true? I just hear it. When you see it, that's different. To have, to be on the Madrega, that when I hear something, it's as if I saw it, that's the Madrega of Amunah Sachar. This Talmud, when he heard about it, he was chuckling. He was chuckling. Then one day, because how can you have such big stones? One day, he's out to sea, and he sees it. Now he believed it. So Rabbi Yochanan said, too late. You malagleg al divrei chachamim.
Take a look at the B'nai Yisoschar. Page 24. He says an unbelievable thing. Obviously, it's miraculous to see a voice. Kol Om Roim Es Hakolus. Hinei Bekol Shaych Shimush Chush Hashmiya V'lo Chush Hariya. Al Zeh Darshu Chazal Shaya Dover B'Shas Matan Torah L'Osu Mepela Shai Roim Es Hanishma. He says, when Hashem makes a miracle, he doesn't make a miracle for no reason. He made a miracle, he split the Yam Suf so we can get through. But why does he have to make a miracle? We can see the koilos. What's the mile of that?
So look on page 4, the second column, next left column, second line. Achu kevin sherobo yokroch shelo emin kol kach b'leiv sholim kishomo as divrei chachamim kemoshe nispal baroso b'chush haros azay koro melagleg al divrei chachamim. So that's what it means to see the kolos. To believe when you hear, you have the same level of amuna as if you see. It's not because you believe in the Masorah. The quotes from Rav Yosef Yavetz. When the Gezeiros came, the philosophers were the first ones to give up the religion. But the ones who believed Be'emunah Pshuta, they were Moisei Nefesh. Because Emunah Pshuta means Roim Es HaKoyos. And that's the Gematria Sinai, Gematria Ayin. Of Shol Brach. Understand it based on the B'nai Yisoschar. Roi Masakolos. And that perhaps is the idea of the Sefer Yuchsin. What's the idea of the Sefer Yuchsin? So the Rav Aaron Teitelbaum of Satmar on page 19, he writes, he says, Me'ata, on page 19, right side. Yishlomo ki b'shosh enosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah L'Yisrael v'skanu b'hem umos ha'olam v'amemor elu z'karev Yosef min ha'kol
Perish Yesh Levesel is Carvus Yisera Echad Lachavero. Shekalechad Yesh Lo Shaychus Imuzuloso. Margish Achrayis Lazar. Pashenkin Umas Olam Eim Alma But the Peruda. Whereas Umas Olam, as we have a Mesorah, like we were talking about Rishon Barishon, Sheni Besheni, we go back to Sefer Yuchs, it means we can point back to the Elta Elta Zeta. We all connect to a Mesorah. Umas Olam, it's not connected to one link calling back. It's Alma de Piruda. Everything is Nifrat. And that's the idea, that we're all coming from that Sefer HaYuchsin. Heviu Lefanei Sefer Yuchsin. He talks about the concept of Achdus, but I was thinking to say this, the same idea, that what the Gemara says, Divrei Chachamim Kedorvonos, Pasuk Koheles, Nitnu Miroa Echad. And that's what the Gemara says in Chagiga, page 22. Av Pasuk V'Darash Divrei Chachamim Kedorvonos, Masmars Nituim Bala Asufas, Nitnu Miroa Echad, Lama Nimshlu Divrei Torah L'Darben, Lomar Chamar Darben Zemechavin Ha'apara L'Lomel, L'Otzi Chaim L'Olam, He says, then he writes that they kulam nitnu miroa echad. All stems back to one mesorah, roa echad, and that's the idea that we have a mesorah. We're part of a link. We're part of a link. Part of a link. You know, people always asking proofs for God, proofs for this. I don't have proof for God. I know proof for God because my father told me, my Rebbe told me. I don't need to have fancy calculations, fancy things. Mesorah. How do I know? Why am I observing this? Elokei Aviv Aramenu. It's a Mesorah. Sefer Yuchsin. I can point back to the Sefer Yuchsin. And I believe in that Mesorah. And that's at Sinai. Have the Koyach Ariyah. It's not just physically that the blind people now could see, but the Koylos will be able to see. Why? Because we have Emunah, and what we hear has the same belief as if we saw it. Kolam roim es hakolus. That's Emunah in Chazal. Emunah's Chachamim. It doesn't mean we can't ask questions and mefalpel and things like that. But the Sodos, Hadas, are core Emunah values. Put on tefillin. How do I know what tefillin is? Because that's what my father put on. My grandfather. My father puts on. My grandfather. Great grandfather. What are we doing? Well, the Doris. You know, in this generation, people, you know, we're in a generation that likes the new. Out with the old, in with the new. Out with the old, in with the new. That's the generation. But we're into the old. The old. The Mesorah. The Dori Doris. Roim es hakolos. We hear, we see the voice, because we believe in what we hear like we saw it. And that Sinai, says Rav Shaul Brach, is 130 Gematria Ayin. Because the Koyach Ariyah with Niskala and Har Sinai. And that's Ladoris. And that's the idea why we come, you know, to yeshiva. Why do we come to yeshiva for? You can go to some other place. Today, you know, there's so many books out there. And it's all translated in English. Is there anything, any level you are, there's something. You know, in the old days when I was growing up, yechidim learned daf yomi. So you really had to know how to learn daf yomi. There were no aids, really.
It's a scene of hard English, you know. There was no ace.
Today, anyone can pick up English. You can pick up art school. So what are you coming to yeshiva for? Just go get your and now with the internet.
But then you're not part of Masorah. Part of Masorah means you have contact with a voice that you heard. I heard my Rebbe say this. I heard from this Talmid Chacham. I heard from this person.
That's Mr. Julie Berman said from Rav Salvechik used to say that I heard from Fata from Rav Chaim. I heard from my father who heard from Rav Chaim. That's the Koach HaShmiya meaning, but the Koach HaRiya means that you have Emunah in the Shmiya. And the Shmiya to you is like Riya. And that's the Skalos of Harsi. And that's Matan Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh. Without the Torah Shebal Peh, we don't understand. Dr. Siva was used to say, we don't understand the Torah Shebal Ksav without the Torah Shebal Peh. And that's Kabbalah Satorah. And that's Kabbalah Satorah Shavuos. And that Bezer Hashem should give us a chias to continue learning and to continue a Kesher, Rebbe, and Talmud. That's what we're here for. The real Keshen, the whole translation, even though we do everything inside, we're into the packet. We're very into that. The Riya Mamish. Riya Mamish, but also the Shmiya. And also the Keshen. And also the Hemsheichis. Ein Adomer can hear the Shir online. I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. But when you're in the room, together, that's the ultimate. The ultimate madrig. So Bezosh, I wish you all a good yontif. Should be Bola Satoira. The Kolbo says we eat Machale Cholov and Shavuos because of the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Dvash V'Cholov Tachis V'Shoinich, that the Torah has to be sweet. So we want that the Torah should be sweet, you should enjoy it. And that should be our inspiration throughout the year. Tiskalus koach hariyah b'sinai mashma'usa v'licha. What it means and the lesson.